A voter turnout of 60.96% was recorded in the second phase of the Lok Sabha election yesterday. In this phase, 88 Lok Sabha seats went to polls. Polling remained largely peaceful, with voters from various walks of life participating enthusiastically despite the heat wave. The polling for the Betul parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in the second phase, will now be held in the third phase due to the demise of the BSP candidate. The Election Commission said 102 villages in the Bastar division of Chhattisgarh witnessed polling in Lok Sabha for the first time. Our correspondent reports that some of the prominent candidates whose political fate was sealed in the EVMs are Congress leader Rahul Gandhi from Wayanad in Kerala, CPI's Annie Raja, who also contested from Wayanad, Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar from Thiruvananthapuram, Congress leader Shashi Tharoor also from Thiruvananthapuram, Tejaswi Surya of the BJP from Bengaluru South, and Hema Malini of the BJP from Mathura. The other key candidates included BJP's Arun Govil from Meerut, ex-Karnataka CM H.D. Kumaraswamy from Mandya, and Pappu Yadav from Purnia. In Jammu and Kashmir, the second phase of voting for the 18th Lok Sabha elections concluded peacefully in Jammu parliamentary constituency yesterday. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that despite the scorching heat, enthusiastic voters from Jammu, Samba, Riasi and Rajouri came out in record numbers to cast their ballots. Long queues formed at polling stations as people eagerly waited for their turn, with youth and first-time voters excitedly participating in the Festival of Democracy. The district of Jammu, along with Samba, Riasi and a part of Rajouri district, witnessed a remarkable voter turnout of 71.91%. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a public rally at the Tapovan Grounds in Kolhapur city this evening. Mr. Modi is canvassing for Mahayuti candidates Sanjay Mandlik of Kolhapur constituency and Dhairyashil Mane of Hathkanangale. In Kolhapur, the Congress has fielded Chhatrapati Shahu Maharaj, scion of the Kolhapur royal family, against Shiv Sena's sitting MP Sanjay Mandlik. Meanwhile, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will campaign in the Latur district to support the party's candidate Dr. Shivaji Kalge. In Latur, the Bharatiya Janata Party has nominated sitting MP Sudhakar Shrangare against Dr. Shivaji Kalge. Polling on the Kolhapur, Hathkanangale and Latur Lok Sabha seats will be held in the third phase on the 7th of May. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a public meeting as a part of the election campaign at Vasco in Goa this evening. Voting for two Lok Sabha seats in Goa will take place on the 7th of May for the third phase of general elections. The North Goa seat is currently represented by a five-time MP and Union Minister of State for Tourism, Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Shripad Naik from the BJP, and the South Goa seat is represented by Francisco Sardina of Congress. This time, the BJP has repeated its candidate in North Goa, but fielded a new face in Pallavi Dempo in South Goa. The Congress has announced the names of former Union Minister Ramakant Khalap and Viriato Fernandez as its candidates from the North and South Goa Lok Sabha seats. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for severe heat wave conditions in Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal for the next few days. The IMD has said heat wave conditions are expected in isolated pockets over Bihar, Jharkhand, Telangana, Rayalaseema, interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, East Uttar Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, West Uttar Pradesh, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam till the 30th of this month. In archery, India's Jyoti Surekha Venam and Abhishek Verma stormed into the compound mixed team final at the Archery World Cup Stage 1 in Shanghai yesterday. In a close match, the world number 2 Indians triumphed over their Mexican opponents Andrea Becerra and Loth Maximo Ortiz, 155-151. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Mumbai Indians in Delhi this afternoon. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. In another match, Lucknow Super Giants will lock horns with Rajasthan Royals in Lucknow this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.